All right. Good morning. This is Chairman Brad Holton. I'll call the meeting to order. We have a 10:30 agenda item, and it is on the fiscal year 2025 budget workshop number 2 for the TCA. So take it away. Good morning.
This is Chris Paulson, our Family Court Services manager. He is now our state deputy trial court administrator. Laura is leaving and going to work for health and welfare at the state. And he interviewed and they selected him. So we're very excited.
Well, congratulations. Wow.
Laura's last day is today, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you have a good memory. Okay. So, are you going to like pick out areas you want to talk about, or do you want me to go through?
I think I would defer to, I think, the chairman and maybe Chief Rouse if there's questions that they have. I know in our talking, in our discussion leading up to this meeting, you had communicated that there might be some revisions possibly.
Yes.
Maybe if you don't object, it'd be helpful to maybe just start with the revisions that you have and just go through those line item by line item.
Okay.
The main revision we have is we had last year, this board approved a staff attorney position that was placed in the trial court administrator's office. She is no longer with us. She took a staff attorney position up north with Judge Burice. We do not plan to fill that position.
Okay.
And so we do plan to use salary savings. She's been gone, I think, about a month. I'd have to look, 6 weeks. Some salary savings to, and I've talked with the clerk about this, to do equity adjustments with our staff attorneys. And I need to meet with HR about that, but we will not be filling that position. And that's the main revision. And then the other revisions is, in our budget request, we asked for 2 part-time judicial marshals and moving 2 temporary judicial marshals to full-time. I have talked with Mr. West, and I thought that was a big ask. And I don't know, we have our court security meeting, and I don't know the outcome of that, but we would adjust that down to 1 full-time, moving 1 of the temporaries to full-time, and the other 3 positions we will not be, we would like to withdraw our request on that.
Okay. I'm sorry, can you state that again?
We have 1 temp, take 1 temporary marshal and move that position to full-time, okay. Withdraw the other request of moving another temp to full-time, and withdraw our 2 part-time judicial marshal requests.
In other words, just withdraw all the others, except yes. We're just retaining 1 temp to full-time?
Yes.
Okay.
We are still asking for the jury clerk. That's a new requested position, grade 11. And the court court assistant, that's a new requested position. I don't, off the top of my head, I can't recall. I think that is a grade 12 or 13. But it's in the budget amount, and I got that from Bosco. But that's the main adjustments to our budget. One other, if in working with HR and talking to the clerk on, it would be in equity with our staff attorneys. I don't want to bore you with the details, but what it has been for years, they have attorneys for the public defenders, the prosecutors have a salary range. Our staff attorneys have only, their salary range is just one leg of that. It is a attorney one, deputy prosecuting attorney one, deputy public defender one. We are at, with the savings from Sylvia's, well, our staff, other staff attorney that we're not filling, we are, want to meet with HR and adjust that. So they, for example, we have a long-term staff attorney, Judge Vanderbilt. She's been here 20 years, and she, last year we got an adjustment, and she's right at mid. So we are gonna ask to meet with them to get those adjusted. But that, so I have equity adjustments in here, and I'm not sure how that will come out. Do you understand?
Chairman?
Yes.
Sorry. Just the backstory on this. Benita, you're in a position where you have historical knowledge, but under a prior clerk, those positions were discounted in the wage schedule, if I understand that correctly, because they were seen as less valuable because they didn't move up, I guess. But there was really nowhere for them. There was not a grade established for them that would account for tenure and different things like that. I'm making sure you understand.
Yes, that is correct.
But from what the perspective that I heard you say is they become more valuable the longer they sit as a staff attorney to a sitting judge who knows that. So there is inherent value, even though they're not going to a different grade in that.
Yes, they
okay.
Beyond a one. So that's a conversation that
okay.
I've talked to the clerk and then with HR.
Okay. And I just wanted the board to have all the same information and make sure I understood historically how that position has been regarded during the compensation process.
Yes.
And then your proposal, I'm going to say this back to you, you're proposing to take that staff attorney that's been vacated and redistribute that salary. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, we would use the savings
right.
that we have, and but the whole salary, I believe she left that position salary was around 84.
Okay.
And that doesn't include benefits.
Right.
There would be a substantial savings coming
right.
to the county by not filling it.
Yeah, and I think that this is I'm going to make this as generic as I can, but if we had clear policy, which I am in favor of, on the order of blue sheet, you would not have made a recommendation to fill that staff position, but the blue sheet had already, and a commitment had already gone out even before it got to the board.
Yes, if I...
Okay.
You're talking last.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So that being said, there needs to be a clear policy and process so that even the leadership is not blindsided by offers that have been extended that may not reflect the need of the department. I tried to say that carefully.
Yes. I concur.
Okay. Thank you, Benita. Director Miller.
So how long ago did that happen?
Last year.
This person that filled this position started working, I believe it was on July 17th of 2023. The reason I recall the date is because I was appointed acting trial court administrator on July 14th, and she started that Monday, and she was a bit shocked to see me. So, yes, and this person did an exit interview with me, and with that information, I took it to our judges. She did a fantastic job, but she gave me some recommendations based upon her experience.
Mm-hmm.
The conclusion, I didn't make the decision, our judges was, we're not going to fill that position.
Right, but that, under a different leadership, that decision was made really even ahead of a board knowledge that there was that. So, clear policy
yes.
needs to be established.
Generally, we ask for staff attorneys when we have a new position, when we have a new district judge, and it's been appointed by the legislature. Then we get a staff attorney. in this position as a trial court administrator, I can't sit down and have this legal discussion about precedent. They work for judges and I'm an attorney. So it's, I think it's in the best interest to not fill it.
Mr. Chairman, this is a general question, but are these amendments to the initial budget request, are they reflected in the notes at all?
No.
Okay.
I apologize for
that. No, it's
hindsight now. I'm thinking why.
I think it's more, this is probably more for the chief and for the clerk. This is helpful the first go around, but the second go around when we make adjustments and updated printed copies are not applied. Like, we've got to do something, in my opinion, to where power plan is open and we communicate, like, what exactly we're looking at and the adjustments. Like, we're verbally putting them on the record, but I'm obviously not going to remember them. So if I want to go back and look and they're not in the notes, then it might as well have not have happened in my head. So I guess going forward for this process,
it's we're editing in real time every day with we come out of these meetings and
so you guys put them in the notes then, clerk?
Yes, and in anticipation of doing a presented budget to you, we have a spreadsheet also that just has equity adjustments, new positions because we're starting to narrow the focus now, and literally just even based on Higgins in the prior meeting, I just rolled those three out, and we have a real-time calculator that's adjusting with every single edit. So I'm happy to share that file with you, which you can look at. Maybe that could be a real-time calculator of what's in there and what these moving adjustments are. I don't know if that's kind of what you're getting at.
Chairman, clerk, I think that'd be fantastic. Okay. Thank you. Much appreciated.
Yeah.
Also, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Beek and Brooks, there was a spreadsheet that was provided by Sarah a couple days ago, and that has all the vacancies, all the equity adjustments, and I'll be sharing that with you three individually for your own consumption. So they are putting these equity adjustments in a spreadsheet for your visibility.
Okay.
So you'll have that here shortly.
Chairman, can I ask, Sarah, I have July 11th, is that the latest? Is this what the reference is to? Is this document? Or is it different?
Commissioner Van Beek, that is the notes from the clerk's budget,
uh-huh,
which is separate from Benita's. But yes, we are, and I'm updating Power Plan.
And I knew that you did. Yeah.
Notes outside of that, too. So.
And I really appreciate that. I was just trying to figure out, because there's a lot of documentation, but I know that you're on top of it. Thank you, Sarah. People speak highly of you.
Sorry, Commissioner Mamby. Yeah, no, our team, so it's the same spreadsheet that I think Chief Rouse is talking to, that
okay. There's,
when I say calculator, the spreadsheet's been built to where it just auto-tabulates any adjustments up or down or delete. So, like, one of the running tallies I have is even what's total unfunded rolling off. So,
yeah. Like,
one of the positions in me, I've asked for it to be unfunded. Benny is now asking for a position that was about 83,000 with benefits. It's 112,470 roughly that rolls off. So now I have a running tally of what's coming off, what's going on, and you can see the net effect of kind of all of those calculations.
Please share.
Yes, we'll share. All right. Yes.
And then I do believe in Power Plan. We're working on the suggested now. So when you open up Power Plan, kick over to the suggested and not the requested.
Okay. Correct. And I haven't made any edits in there right now that differ from what the requested is because we're still getting some real-time changes now. And so, for example, Sarah will update these edits from today, this morning, including the IT edits. And then I'll ask her to then auto-populate the suggested, as Chief Rouse said, which is different than the requested. Once we kind of finish the second round of workshops, then I will start, you know, working in that. But the hope is to work off the spreadsheet because I know the final decisions that you're really having to make, unless you're wanting to re-explore all the B budget items, my guess is probably the capital, new positions, equity adjustments, those are probably the big three categories, and that's the like one of our final workshops where big decisions are going to be made about how you feel about all of those things. I don't want to, you know, I want to anticipate what your guidance is in those meetings and then go into Power Plan and start working on a suggested budget. So initially I was going to do a lot of work in the suggested budget module, but I'm holding off right now because real-time changes are still occurring right now that are really helpful. So I'm not going to ask for a position that Benita says she doesn't want anymore. So I will gladly take that off, as well as Higgins' adjustments to move several of his equity. He had four equity adjustments. He just rolled three off, right? So I've already, you know, did those. We will share, and so that you can see, you know, these spreadsheets. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes.
Mr. Chair, I do have one question about the eviction court mediation coordinator. That position, is that, it's still showing a funded position, but it's been vacant for over a year now?
We did Judge Vanderbilt, our administrative district judge, last June. He ended eviction court. When I say that, he just said we were going to have eviction court no more. That was going to be funded with ARPA money, but it was never filled.
So is that a candidate to be unfunded or reused?
Would that
position be a candidate to either unfund the position for FY25 or repurpose it?
Unfund it.
I like that.
You're on a roll.
Yeah.
Did you come back on Monday? Start the week out right.
I had to ask because I know that's been up before the board two or three times about ARPA funding, partial, part-time, full-time, removal of the function.
Yes, and we looked at filling that. Chris was part of that with a family support specialist. But what went in the ARPA plan, what my predecessor put in, which was the eviction court mediator, we couldn't change it.
Right.
Want the federal government saying you didn't do what you were supposed to do. So that's unfunded. That court is no longer.
No longer. Okay.
And that's PCN 426.
Is that a question or a statement?
Statement.
Statement saying okay. That's okay. For the eviction court.
Yes. Yeah. So that was $50,192 with benefits. We'll run a calculation on that. And that's the third one we have now rolling off. So.
Mm-hmm.
All the EOs and all the district folks just light up today and just keep following.
Keep following.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Benita. Sorry.
Yes.
Good stewardship.
All right. Is there anything else?
No, there's nothing else.
Okay. Congrats. You're really doing well. Okay. Clerk, do you have anything else?
I would just state on the record, I think Benita already stated she didn't bring, I don't think you brought the suggested changes on all the other staff attorneys, and I think Commissioner Van Beek had some good comments and questions about that. My understanding is you don't anticipate the adjustments for everyone else to be equal to the 100,000. Okay. So there will be a net downward effect with these proposed adjustments. But what you won't see on a spreadsheet, I just want to be clear to kind of set the expectations level. The equity adjustments that we have on the spreadsheet are very clear by PCN, title, et cetera. What the net increase is for each position, that's not on the spreadsheet yet because I don't have that information yet.
Okay.
And I think Benita's getting that information from HR. And so we would hope for is every position. How many staff attorneys are there?
We have seven staff attorneys. And Bosco was on vacation, I think it was last week or the week before. But not all of them have been here long term. We have some new ones. So there may be some staff attorneys who are not even impacted by this.
Okay.
So I guess I will find that out with Bosco. Chris and I will meet with him.
Okay.
When's our compensation workshop? I have so many things up.
Next Friday.
So that would be a drop dead, hard deadline.
Okay.
preferably if you could get something like Wednesday, that would be better, because I would like to spend Thursday internally as a team, just making sure that our numbers look good ahead of Friday.
All right, we'll put our deadline as Wednesday.
Yeah, thank you, appreciate that.
Perhaps we should use a different term when talking about staff employees and drop dead term, so anyway.
Thank you, Chairman.
I'm just saying. All right, anything else?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Just thank you again. It's very, you got a lot of positive feedback on your appointment as a TCA for Canyon County. It was well received by everyone, so congratulations.
Thank you.
And Chris Paulson, you too. Yeah, it's a great working partnership, and that's fun to see because we needed some come together moments.
Yes. Yeah, it's going to be the dynamic duo.
He's the one who saved all the money in the court services. So I know I have picked the right person.
Yeah.
There you go.
Very good.
Very good. We're looking forward to good things.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Are we okay to adjourn?
Yes.
Okay. Let's be in adjournment.